Let's start from the first line. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi said name Rabbi Yochanan, and Shim Barbot said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan name Rabbi Yochanan as well. Ha'okeach ha'bodim min ha'goy. Somebody buys slaves from a goy. Amnas l'mo'alon, with the intent to give them bris milah. Okay. Now there are two types of slaves. A true Eved Kanani is one which has a bris milah. Actually, Eved Kanani is chayv in all mitzvahs like a woman, and one more than he needs a bris. Okay. So. A true Eved Kanani has a bris. Nowadays, of course, if somebody were to have a non-Jewish slave, nowadays meaning any time within the past few thousand years, if they would have a non-Jewish slave, generally speaking, he wouldn't be a full Eved Kanani, right? Because he really would not convert and not get a bris milah. He'd just be kind of like a sub-employee, I guess we would call him, right? He's not getting paid wages. He's permanently in your working for you, but he's not the Eved Kanani the Torah was speaking about. He's a goy who's under your subjugation, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. If you took him with the intent to give them bris milah, make them full goy, the chosbohem, and they renege on the deal. In other words, these avodim actually agreed to get a bris milah, and then they decided they don't want to go along with the program. So Megalgim HaMishnei Masar Chodesh, you stand with them 12 months, you know, you try to persuade them to get the Bris Milah. Include the Lehem Ariyofet, if they accept to find themselves a Bris fine. In Lav, and if not, Amuta Mochon Agoy, you allow yourself to go. Now, of course, in Eved Kanani, true Eved Kanani, when we try to bris, you're not allowed to sell to a goy because he's quasi-Jewish. But this guy, since he accepted upon himself and refused to do so, you can sell him to a goy. Okay? Here turn out, Moshe Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Ma'isav echot shlo kach ira echot shlo avadim ha'relim. This person brought an entire city of slaves who were uncircumcised mina goy, amanas them all along with the intent to circumcise them. Because of him, the entire city reneged on the deal. As the Shalor Rabbanan, so he came and asked the rabbis, what should he do? Amrlay, so the rabbi said, didn't say which ones, Galgim on Shemus Ochosh, spend 12 months with them. In Kibulay, if they change their minds and accept Bris Milah, Hari Ofet, that's fine. In Lav, and if not, how Kol Kaminin Gabdina, you're free to do whatever is done in your country with people who won't subjugate themselves as slaves. Var Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachma, or Yitzhak Bar Nachma said that Rabbi Yeshua Melevi Hoya Belut Kaya. So the story of Shimalei was in Lukaya, a certain city. Ba'avataman, Rabbi Yudah and the Sia, and Rabbi Yudah and the Sia was there. Yudah and the Sia was there. Then Boy Mikrutz, they wanted to get up early the next morning and leave on their way. Amarle, so he said to him, no. Shimalei said to Rabbi Yudah and the Sia, Hamte, wait till further into the day. V'anamat bilim is a gioris azulamachar. And we will take this gioris and we'll dunk her in the mikveh tomorrow in order to make her proper gioris. So they had to be Rabbi Zera Shoah, Rabbi Zera Shoah, Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, Loma. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman, why can't they do it at night? In other words, Rabbi Yitzhak wanted to get up early the next morning, so why couldn't they fulfill his desire and just do the gayrus at night, right? So says the Gemara, is it Mibnei Kovet Zaki? Because the honor of Rabbi Yitzhak doesn't, you know, it's not proper, dignified to take him to a mikvah in the middle of the night. It's because you can't do tefillah at night because it's like an act of beis din, right? So requires to be dayanim in order to do gerus. So therefore, it might not be proper to do it at night, just like any other court case does not take place at night. So it says, so he said, Mishum she'emat bilim segiris b'layla. Because you can't, and that's the truth, you're not allowed to toivel a gioris in the middle of the night. So any time after nightfall. So the committee, Rabbi Yossi, a case came from Rabbi Yossi, Maulat Bilos Agirim Belaila. What's the story can you do to toivel the game at night? Lahoru, I'm not sure it should be Lahoru or Lahora, he didn't want to pask in the Shiloh. Because, you know, on the one hand, it's not really a court case, on the other hand, it's similar to a court case, so he didn't want to pask in it. Now, the next line I'm going to interpret based on the Ridbaz, which is a very interesting way of interpreting it. Everybody else's interpretation is very strained. His is creative. Eved Toshav. If Eved, besides to be a Toshav, A tosha means somebody who dwells among the Jews but doesn't get a bris milah. That's lo'olam. He can remain in that status forever. That's not a problem. We don't have a problem with that. Ger toshav. Now, here the extra vav. It says, not ger toshav, but ger vitoshav. And here the Rebbe explains, if a person became a ger, meaning the person became a ger toshav, not a Yisrael, obviously, became a ger toshav, which normally keeps Shemitz's name Noach, although there was good dispute exactly what it is. And then he went back to his previous ways. He was ger, and then with toshav, he went back. Areyu kagoyel chol davar b'Yisrael, he's going for all matters. In other words, there's no, if a person is a ger tzedek, right, he had a bona fide Jewish gerus, and then reverts to a goyish guy, it's too late, he can't revert, right. But he had a ger toshav, can revert to being a goy. And what the ramifications are of that are, the Gemara is going to say on the next page. Said ger v'toshav. If a guy was a ger, then he went back to his old ways, right? We roll around with him and try and convince him to come back for 12 months. If he comes back, that's good. And if not, he is like a goy in all matters. Rabbi Shmuel bar Chiya bar Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi said, ger toshav, a ger toshav, what's the definition? Tzor kabel alav amanat shelo yochel nevelos. He accepts upon himself, according to Rabbi's opinion, a ger toshav must accept every single mitzvah in the Torah upon himself, except he's still allowed to teach reif, which is a nice exception. I know, can hear that. So that's what a ger toshav is going to do. He has to keep Shabbos, right? We're going to have that on the base, how we keep Shabbos. That's right, but this is a ger toshav. So he's learning ger toshav is a higher madrega than Stam and Ben Noach. Okay? So, said, Yomra Darin Gedvarin Gaksovim. Why don't they just say, like it says in the Torah, like it's written down? My Yomra Darin Gaksovim, what does it mean, like it's written down in the Torah? Omra Yitzirachina, Lo Tolchu Kol Nevela, Yushani in Nevela, any non-slaughtered animal. La Gera, Shebi Sharechot, Ninevachalo, give it to the Gera who lives in your midst. So here we see that Gera Toshav certainly does not have to keep kosher, right? East tiny tiny that those who learn ger toshav a mekayim asoichi kabel kol mitzvah shekosu b'Torah, he's not acceptable to accept all mitzvah Torah, including kashrut, including kashrus, except that although it's not explicitly in the Gemara, except the Ritva says bris milah. Ger toshav does not do bris milah, and every kanani has to do bris milah because he's owned by his master, but not a ger toshav. East side of those who said other interpretation. Geratoshav ain makabino, so you do not accept him until he denies his idolatry. Okay? Now even though he's got to deny his idolatry, and the way I always learn that is that the Tosafot says many places in Shas that a goy is allowed to worship two or more gods as long as one of them is God is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Tosafot says that in several places. So I would say the difference between a regular goy and a ger toshav is this difference, that a goy is allowed to worship multiple avodah zarahs, right? But a ger toshav already has to relinquish that. Even though he's not fully Jewish, but he has to relinquish that belief in other gods other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's really what defines a ger toshav, in my opinion. Okay?
I say that because they lived in Christian countries.
Of course. Of course, they had to say it, right? So, Ger Toshav, Eichav, Sochik, Bravod, Zoshal, Ebab, Shere, Chibar. Ashi said, Ger Toshav, now here the gears are changed. Just take out the last two words on the line. Chibar Ashi says, Ger Toshav, instead of the first two and a half words on this line, says, Achik, Bravod, Zorak, Goy. He says, Ben, the Ribaz changes it, and the Shari Torah says, so, to Mevato, Avod, Zorak, Goy. So a ger toshav can cancel avodah zarah just like a goy can. Of course, the case is like this. If you have a little idol, a little yoshka, right? It's avodah zarah, right? So if a goy comes and breaks off yoshka's nose in the statue, so then it's no longer avodah zarah. You're allowed to use it. However, if if a Jew breaks off the nose, so it doesn't work. Because only a guy can be a Vatla Vodazar. Kind of like takes one to know one, right? We learn on the Masechta Avodah Zarah. But a Ger Toshav can be a Batel Avodah Zarah, despite the fact he's no longer worshipping it.
Well, because he's not a full-fledged Jew.
Right, because he's not a full-fledged Jew. That's what he's doing. He's Mevatel Avodah Zarah Kigoy. Top line, Amr Vizir said, B'divrei Kulam, everybody would agree from all of these, all the people mentioned the Rai, that it's Shishmevatel Avodah Zarah Kigoy, that a Ger Toshav can cancel Avodah Zarah Kigoy. To locate, if that was not the case, what would we say? Commanded not to worship Avodah Zarah, so therefore he shouldn't have the capacity to cancel that Avodah Zarah. The goyim made him to him Avodah Zarah. Our goyim commanded not to believe in Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, even though they believe in Avodah Zarah, when you give them the they're right, so then the mevatel, right? They can be a mevatel of a zara, despite the fact that they're over the avodah zara. So you see, certainly that should be true about people who are not over the avodah zara, right? So therefore, we say that if a goy can be mevatel the avodah zara in his midst, so certainly then the person who just became a Ger Toshav came back to Avodah Zarah as well. Amrei Yitzhar does that Shlo Tomar. Now, Vushavel Yisrael B'Shlosha Dvarim. I forgot what this Shlo Tomar is. Oh, so now the words are right. So what if, tell me that he came back to Avodah Zarah? Isn't it obvious, right? So says Mara, because Rabbi Yosef, what's the Chiddush? So Tomar, you shouldn't say Vushavel Yisrael B'shloshes Dvarim, since Ger Toshav is equivalent to Yisrael in three ways. B'lo Tashok, you're not allowed to cheat him. B'lo Sinei, you're not allowed to abuse him. B'golik Yisrael, if he does a Ritzicha, if he does a murder on intention, he goes to go like a Yisrael. So therefore I might say Hulo Levatel. So I might say, since the Ger Toshav already is similar to a Jew, maybe he can't cancel Avodah Zarah, just like the Jew is going to break off Yoshka's nose. That's why I have to say, Vata Avodah Zarah Kigoy, that he can cancel Avodah Zarah, just like he's a Goy, again, because Ger Toshav is not fully Israel. Ma Tana Belo Yashok, who's the Tana says now that the cheat of Ger Toshav? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda. The Tana we learned, Ger Toshav already Belo Sashok. Now to cheat a Ger Toshav. Divrei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda. That's right. You said Yosef Yehuda's position. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshav, B'Shabbos, Kisrael, B'Yontav. Fascinating sheet, which gets back to what you asked before. He says the Ger Toshav on Shabbos like Yisrael on Yontav. Right? What we're not allowed to do on Yontav, the Ger Toshav is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Fascinating thing, right? So you'd be allowed to do Ochol Nefesh, right? So it says the Gemara, my Yisrael, just like a Jew, regular Jew, beyond the Ofen of Asher, on the other he can bake and cook. Vos b'chol melacha, but he's also in all other types of work, to various different degrees. Av Ger Toshav Shabbos, can you sort of Ger Toshav Shabbos as well? Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, it doesn't go that severely. Rabbi Yossi says, a Ger Toshav must keep Shabbos, but not the extent that you are describing. Rather, Ger Toshav b'Shabbos ki Yisrael b'chol shamoed. On Shabbos, you got to do malacha like Jews do on chol moed, only that little.
He can water the fields with...
Right, something like that. So, he's far less restrictive, obviously, right? Ma'isa b'chol shamoed, just like Yisrael b'chol moed, says Gemara, Megave up here saw that he can gather up trees from the field. Vasim Chomelech saw that even though he's also to do the rest of the work of the field. After Ger Toshav Shabbos canceled, to Ger Toshav and Shabbos has a capacity. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ger Toshav B'Shabbos Kisro B'Shayim Moshe Shana. This is really the way we paskin. A Ger Toshav, a settled Ger among us. Even on Shabbos, it's like Yisrael the rest of the days of the year when Yisrael scot-free, and so too he's scot-free as well. My Yisrael, So it says, well, actually, more if it goes on. Ma'aseh b'sharim Moshe Rosh Hashanah Yisrael in any other time of year, no matter how, whatever time of year, b'sharim Moshe Rosh Hashanah, a choresh v'zoreah v'kotzer, you're chayev on a choresh, zoreah, and kotzer, plowing, harvesting. Well, actually, planting and harvesting after Giratosha B'Shabbos came. So the Giratosha on Shabbos has the same status. Okay?
So they're just using that as an example, or that's the whole thing? So it's just working the field?
No, it's across the board. Across the board.
So they're just using this as an example.
Right. Rav Adabar and Rav Yenuna and Rav Adabar Achua B'Shem Rav said, Halach Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, who says Geratosh of on Shabbos, like Yisrael the rest of the day, it's a weekday for him, right? Ksivit says, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesev Koimer, it says any slave of a person who's acquired by him by money. So, in this we dash, and we actually had yesterday, Eved Ish At Mo'alo, Val Korcho. If a person has an Eved, you're mildly Eved, regardless of the Eved's consent. Benish, a person's son, ain't at molo el ba'akocho. You can't mal him without the father's consent. Now that makes sense, right? No, Rabbi Yochanan boy, Rabbi Yochanan has hoim katan at molo al korcho. What if the kid is indeed a katan? Do you mal him against his will? Now, in many ways of interpreting this, but I think that the simple pshat is quite obvious here. So he says, what did I skip?
No. Wait. The katan here, is that the son of the Eved?
No.
Or of the Eved himself?
No, not necessarily. And it means somebody you acquired to be an Eved. So,
going back to the previous thing about the Benish.
Yeah.
That's the son of the Eved?
No, it's not a regular Jew. Can't give him bris mila against his will. An Eved you can, but not the son of a Jew. What's the obvious question on that? And a son you can't give a bris against his will?
He's not a bardas.
Of course, it's always against his will. That's where Rabbi Yochanan's question. So say it tomorrow.
And the father's high of chorus. Whether the son is agreeing to it or not.
Right. So, Rabbi Yochanan boy, ben katan amol al ko ben korcho al korcho. So, what if he's a little kid? You can mal against his will. So says more, afilu kivno shakinus. Even if he's the son of a noble man, a great nomad. Now, just look. Really doesn't make sense in context. I would say take it out. It's going to make much more sense the next more Rabbi Yochanan brings down again. I think it probably just slipped in here. And here's the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's question is, what are you talking about? You can't be mal kid bal korcho. Of course, all mismilas are bal korcho the kid. Why can't you do it against his will? That's the whole point of it. So it says in Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rav wanted to say, Hakeni, this is the way to read the Mishnah. This won't be a kasha. Matzo besocho, if you find, within a Rechisa Shem Rava said, Hakeni Matzam Besocha Tinok Mushlach, if you found in a city a foundling, right, a kid who's just scattered, thrown by the wayside, he'd be a shum shum eved. If you title for the purpose of making a slave, Amol O Shum Eved, then you can bring me for the purpose of slave. Shumin Chorin gained bris mila for the purpose of freedom, right? At Molo Shumin Chorin, you also do the bris mila for the purpose of freedom, meaning for the purpose of a free person as opposed to a slave. Now, and this is supposed to be the answer to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Wait a minute! You see that You see, his son can be mild bal korcho against his will from an 8-day-old kid. So how can you say that there's a difference between, like the Gemara said previously, The Mora said that Eved Isha Molo Baal Korcho, Ben Isha Einab Molo Baal Korcho. It's not true. Sometimes a Ben Isha can be Molo against his will, right? So the answer to that very question is very simple, right? You can be Molo against his will, but not against other people's will, right? So it says the Gemara, that's what Gemara is really saying here. Again, let me read her. Chizkim Shem Rava said, okay, this way to read it. Matzah B'Solcho Tanak Mishluch, if you find a kid thrown in your city, Hitpilashum Eved, if you tell him for the purpose of Eved, Admolashum Eved, then you're required to give him a brismila just as an Eved does. Lashum Ben Chorin, if you mild him for the purpose of Ben Chorin, Admolashum Ben Chorin, let him go and become a householder. Okay? You let him go and you toivel him for the purpose of.
You convert him to.
Yeah, he's Jewish, but no, he's not an Eved. That's what I was really trying to say. So, again, when it said that you can be mal a guy if he's your son, you can't be mal baal korcho, it's because we're talking about an adult, really. We're talking about an adult, and therefore he can't be mal against his will. Hyde calls him a ben. Doesn't mean he's a ben. He's a ben chorin. I'm not sure I'm catching the cuteness of this. The question Rabbi Yochanan asks is, you have a braisa which says that if he's an Eved, he can be ma'am against his will, but not if he's a son. Not if he's a ben. Can't be ma'am against his will. So Rabbi Yochanan, that's what you're talking about. Of course you can be ma'am kid against his will. That's the whole concept of Milam and 8 days. So then Rabbi, whoever it is, Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rava said, no! You can be, what, we misread the braisa. The braisa says you can be ma'am an Eved against his will. But you can't be ma'am a free man, not a ben. A ben, he can be mal against his will. That's Rabbi Yochanan. He can't be mal a free man against his will. So he changed from ben to ben chorin. You see what he did? A superficial change.
The ben chorin here, though, is not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
He found an adult.
And he can't, so he can't be mal. Actually, I don't know yet. You know, yeah, that's me a good question, because the Gemara will say it's dichotomy between adults and children, but I don't know if the Gemara already got that far yet. That's the next step. So it says, Mara, Rabbi Yochanan said, let me ask the other way. It says, if you found a foundling in the street, you can toivel him, right? Make him Jewish. You know, by the Shum Eved, you toivel him for the purpose of making him Jewish. You toivel him for the purpose of making him a slave, he remains a slave afterwards. Says, Mara, if you look at Noshir or Kinos, even if he's the son of a great nobleman, meaning, how do you get to be a slave? You can't say any family you find in the street can make a slave. Maybe he's the son of the governor. The governor has to sell the kid to you. If you find him in the street, you can't make him into a slave. Right?
Yeah, but he's lost. I mean, no one claims him.
So what? So you give him to the city orphanage, but you can't raise him as a slave. So it says, so the question is, how can you say if you bought him like an Eved, you sell him like an Eved. How does that work? So Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yosha said, B'Shem Rabbi Yosha, law markei. He didn't say this. Of course he can't be mauling Eved against his will, right? It makes no sense, right? Of course you can't convert an Eved against his will. Maybe whatever. Can't do anything.
But the Pasuk says that you're supposed to. Except
do what?
That's what we have to pasuk in Shmos.
Well, yeah, but now we reinterpret that because we don't like the premise, which is that you can make a person an Eved against his will when he's very young. We simply don't like that premise, so we're going to reinterpret. So it says Gemara, Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yosha said Lo Markein. The Sereishin says, "And we call Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. Every Eved of an individual is acquired by silver." Now, what do we do with this pasuk? Avdecha Ish says Eved Ish. If your Eved is an Ish, meaning an adult, Amolo Baal Korcho. Right, you can still be mom against his will because he's your property. Bincha, your son. Ish, if he's already an adult, ain't molo al korcho. You can't do bris milah against his will. So we said, our body, we do a bris milah against their will, even their foundlings. That's talking about only when they become adults. You can't do while they're still kids. You have to while they're adults, because they have no right to concede to it. They have no capacity to concede when they're kids, right? Making sense?
But when they're vadamin adults, they still have no capacity.
What?
If they're an adult eved, they still don't have the capacity to agree.
Why?
If they're a property of the...
Yeah, but we'll ask them. We'll just ask them. You want to go for your...
No.
So, we get to...
I have a pasuk that says...
But he had to get a bris milah anyway.
Yeah.
When he went into slavery, he had to get a bris milah.
So he's going into slavery as an adult.
Right. He's entering the penitentiary. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. He made it into the slavery when he was a kid. But when is a person saying he can be malim and fulfill your obligation?
As an adult.
That's what it's saying. Okay? As opposed to if it's your son. If it's your son, bincha ish, if your son grew out to be an adult, and molo bakorcho, you're not allowed to be malim against his will, right? Because you're not allowed to mal your kids against their will since they have their own domains. Kida ma Rabbi Hilo, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Hilo's name, Rabbi Yossi, ha'alok keach avodim ha'reli min ha'goyim, so he buys uncircumcised slaves from the goyim, I'm not slimo, with the intent to give them bris milah, manavshach, no matter what, keavid, now the word manavshach doesn't really fit in the context here, I don't know who got in, but manavshach, keavid ishu, what me here means, what is he? Is he like the slave of a person, right? Admo alam baal korchon. A marshal cavity issue admo alam baal korchon, you can be malam against their will. If you say that they're considered to be avodim, right? Amnat shalolamon, if you took them with the intent not to ever give them bris milah, so kaben issue. Then they're like kids, right? Because you have no lien over them. Vehemo alam baal korchon, you can't be malam against their kids. Against their will. Hamoshuk vanolad mohu. Now, a person who pulled back his foreskin over his aver, or is born with a bris milah somehow, vamoshukar, or he had a bris milah before he became a ger, lo yochel b'truma, all these people cannot eat truma. Okay? Now, what it means they can't eat truma is even if somehow they become avadim, they still can't eat truma. Rabbi Zvikon, because they're not fully, how should we put it?
Well, they didn't have a bris for the sake of...
They're Israeli. That's how we should
put
it.
But the ones that were born circumcised could still have a
toughest time. We're going to discuss that. Toughest time bris is only the Rabbanon, so I'm going to help with the rice of eating truma. Yeah, absolutely. Rabbi Zvika, Rabbi Yair, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Knas. The truth is, if somebody has a problem with his foreskin, then we don't let him eat truma because of Knas. Rabbi fine him. We have a penalty. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak Mishum Rav said, because they're exorbitant to decree not to, that he shouldn't tell, but not that it's actually because he stole anything or anything like that. Manav Ibineon, that we should fine him. Manav Ibineon, so what's the difference between the two opinions? Mashalo Echor or Achor, if somebody else pulled out his foreskin to make it look like he had a foreskin, or Shinish Chomela grew on its own. So we ain't tamer knas. You're going to say the whole issue is because of knas. And knas, what are you going to find him for? It's not his fault. You tamer gzer gozu. You're going to say it's a decree of Mar Zion type thing. So if you can gzer gozu, tough luck. There's a gzer. He has to change his ways. Okay. Himol yimol. It says himol yimol twice. Gzera l'shtei milos. This is telling us the decree that you have to do two milas every time you do bris milah. It's not really two, but you do the milah, the cutting, and then you do the porim, the ripping, right? Achas the milah v'achas priya. Achas the milah, or one for the milah v'achas it's and one for the excess flesh, which is not actually necessary to cut. Achadom Rabbi, because that's like Rabbi Kiva used himoli moka, it's a double language. B'uam Rashad Sibuyin, who said that a double language comes to include. However, Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel the Amor said, "L'shoyin eskulim hey matoicho." That there are many often, very often written synonyms, right? Dibra kedarko, right? She spoke in her fashion, or the halacha lachta. You went, ki nichsov nichsav because you earned, gunom gunavti have stolen, etc. We know. So how do we know that? So from here we see that. the Torah spoke like people spoke. So the Torah spoke like people spoke, so therefore you don't know Milan Priya, because he's learning Milan Priya from the double language, Himo. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't dash that. So I just know the Milan Priya. I'm Rabbi Levi Pazi Oz Omra, because when Tzipora did the Bismillah on Moshe's son, I forget which one, the first one, or Gershom, I think. So because Moshe Rabbeinu was not diligent in doing it, Oz Omra, she said, Chasan Domim! I am the groom of the bride, of the blood of this bride, of this young child, Mamulos, and this is for the Bris Mila. So it says Mulos. Mulos is? Two moles, right. They accomplished a Milos, Achos Mila, Achos Priya. One for Mila and one for Priya. Or, Achos Mila, once for the Kaiva, Achos and once to remove the, you know, the fine amount, not finer, but the strips of skin which still adhere after you finish the Bris Mila. Okay? Rav Amar, Himo, Rav said, took Himo over even further. He said, Mikala, Noak, Shumo, this is this individual who was born with a bris, Shet Sri, Utsarech, Latim, Menodam, bris, that you still have to remove for him the blood of the covenant. Now, this is really no smachta, okay?
It's cute, I like that.
What?
It's like double language.
Right.
So the second thing, Mo, is for.
Right, for Tatovas Dam bris, for removing the blood, right. Okay. Himo, Himo. From Himolimo we learn how it takes one to know one. In other words, if you don't have a bris mila, you can't go around performing bris milas in other people. Okay, if you're Orel, you can't do bris mila. Even if it's the same reason, you still can't do it, right? I'm Rabbi Levi, Levi says, Ksiv, Vata es brisi tishmar. You should go and watch my covenant, right? You and everybody else like you has a bris mila, but not the guys who don't have a bris mila. Time is on Yisrael, Maus Akuti. Yisrael can give a bris mila to a Samaritan, but a Samaritan, Akuti, ain't a Maus Yisrael. Why is that? They should mow the shum har grizin, because they're mal for the purpose of their avodah zara and har grizin. Do you really do that? Serbina's position. Omer Rabbi Yosef said, big deal. V'che'echam atzi v'torah shamila tzucha kavon, harmila mila requires the right kavonah. Let him serve us and bring our moil for the purpose of our reason. Until he drops dead from exhaustion from being mal all the Jewish babies. And we'll stop here for tonight. We did a blunder.
All right.